This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The University of Louisiana at Monroe is always looking for ways to better serve the region through the programs it offers. Today we'll hear about two new programs, one at ULM and one combined with eight other state universities. First, the Department of Toxicology is developing a new concentration in food science and food safety. Department head Dr. Kevin Baer is here with me in the studio, and one of the newest faculty members, Dr. Dinesh Babu, joins us by phone. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
Dr. Baer, first of all, tell us a little bit about how you got started in working on the concept of a food science and safety concentration in toxicology.
Sure. Agriculture and forestry is extremely important to the region and to the state, and one of President Bruno's goals is to look for opportunities to partner with the ag and forestry industry or to enhance existing partnerships. Currently, within the Department of Toxicology, we're working with farmers to reduce runoff, agricultural runoff, and improve water quality in terms of nutrient and pesticide and sediment loads. And so this is a natural fit. And another area we wanted to get into is food safety and toxicology. We have many concentrations within the BS toxicology degree. We are a very unique program. We are the only BS programs in the state and in the southeast region of the United States. And we have concentrations in clinical toxicology, forensic toxicology, environmental toxicology, and industrial hygiene. And we want to utilize our expertise in toxicology to expand into food safety. However, we are not experts in food safety, and so the hiring of Dr. Dinesh Babu, a scientist with expertise in food safety and toxicology, was a vital, crucial first step.
But when you started working on this and decided that, okay, this is something that is going to, we need an expert to be able to do this, what were you looking for, and how did Dr. Babu fit that mold?
He comes with an extensive background in different areas of food science, specifically microbiology and different pathogens that we're concerned about in our food. And he not only will bring an educational component to the program, but he will bring a research component to expand into the area of food safety and to better partner with the concerns and the issues currently facing the food industry and our local producers.
Dr. Babu, what would you say would be the biggest impact that graduates of this program with this concentration would be able to do in the marketplace?
Yeah, for students that are interested in discovering new drugs from various plants, we call phytochemicals, with the students with the goal of designing drugs to fight cancer or neurological disorders, infections caused by various drug resistant bacteria and infectious diseases such as malaria and tuberculosis, it would be highly beneficial to understand the importance of certain plants such as berries, grape seeds, essential oils, and the phytochemicals, and have medicinal properties as well, apart from being just a food. And students will also be able to deal with foodborne illnesses caused by bacteria and food toxins, and also they should be able to deal with antimicrobial resistance that is often occurring in among the food bacteria. And the another area of research is also food allergy complications that are involved in various patients that I'm sure they are familiar with. So that way, food safety in the pharmacy for the pharmaceutical students will be a very important eye to add.
You've also done a lot of research dealing with the forestry industry. Tell us, what's some of the potential for that research?
How this works is that currently the several wood products, including bark of certain trees, such as pine and sweet gum, is essentially burned in the paper mills and pulp industry as a means of disposal and energy generation. But what we want to do is to take that bark as a source of generating some value-added medicinal chemicals from the bark and returning the extracted bark back to the mill. This way, the company will be able to generate some extra revenue and also help the communities. And this is very essential to also to bring some additional jobs to the rural southern communities. We are working on some of these chemicals extracted from sweet gum, and we are noticing very promising results in terms of their antimicrobial capacity and antioxidant capacity, and that's what I want to extend my expertise in coming out with extraction of these phytochemicals and helping on the community.
That's something I'm sure that not only the industry would be interested in, but also the economic development community in this area would be interested in learning more about that. Let's talk a little bit about from the food safety side, because you also have a lot of expertise in training for food processors.
Right. Education and training are other two important aspects of my food safety expertise. I'm trained to give HACCP training, and which is a hazard analysis and critical control points, and also the SPF training, which is a safe quality food training. With this kind of training, what the processors and even the community or farmers and food producers will be able to understand what are the critical or important factors in their processing field to identify where the hazard and contamination is occurring and troubleshoot those areas. That way, I'll be able to provide training to the farmers, food industry personnel, and identifying these food hazards, and also training on record keeping and maintenance so that they will be in compliance with the food regulation. In terms of community outreach also, this will help to reach out to the agricultural community to address some of the food safety issues they may encounter and add value to their products, like I was mentioning, and also provide a means of generating added income and enhancing their production capability. My intention is also to be able to actively involve in communicating with public health community, industry, food industry, and consumers about food safety as such.
Kevin Baer, this is certainly a great hire for the university and a great industry to be expanding in with really a lot of promise.
Oh, absolutely. According to the U.S. Bureau of Statistics for last year, a faster than average growth in this field is expected. So it's a great opportunity for our students, and our graduating students within this concentration will be competitive for food safety positions and health and safety positions within the food industry. So yes, the potential is there.
Dr. Kevin Baer is the head of toxicology. Dr. Dinesh Babu is the newest hire in the toxicology department. The University of Louisiana at Monroe is developing a food science and safety concentration within the Bachelor of Science in Toxicology. Gentlemen, thanks so much for talking with us. And Dr. Babu, welcome to ULM.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.